Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. And it's time for Ask Greg, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino is legal, safe, and a secure gaming app. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. Promo code KSN. You play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And Greg, I will let you know, I took advantage of that free $200 in the first 24 hours. I hope you did too.
I did, Jim. I was spinning the old slot roulette wheel this and slot and roulette wheel this weekend, but it didn't turn out so well. So I'll have to try again next weekend.
Well, I've been doing blackjack, and I'm on the positive side yet. So far so good for me with blackjack. All right, let's get to our questions, Greg. And remember, the winning question that we will select between quarters here, we'll announce it in quarter number four, we'll get the KSN polo, if we remember exactly, but it's a very coveted KSN polo. All right, let's start with Jim from Dallas, PA. He says, if Penn State plays a shortened season, is able to make the leap into the college football players, do you think the college football world would believe in the program or put an asterisk next to the season because of the shortened season?
I think that's two separate questions, right? I mean, I do think that any school that makes the college football playoff would get respect of the nation. I think Penn State has respect of the nation, but certainly it's not that's not a box that Penn State can check when it's on the recruiting trail. So that's an area for improvement. And I do think that anything that happens this season will be, marked, have a demerit in some way, shape, or form, just because I don't think every school is going to play. And so you're not going to have an accurate accounting of the entire country and what they could do. I don't know what non-conference, you could have less games. You could have a break in between games. Who knows? So I think Penn State or any school that makes, any kind of noise or progress this year will be given the respect it deserves on the national stage. And I think that it may be more this year than in most years, because let's be honest, everyone's going to be paying attention to football when it comes back, because, we haven't had sports for so long. So I think that's, that's a thing not to worry about. But in terms of the asterisk that would go on any season, I mean, yeah, I just think that it's going to be so it's going to be such a weird and different season that there almost would have to be.
Well, and I think it depends on how they shorten the season. If, the most popular thought on a shortened season is they would eliminate out of conference games and play their full conference schedule. If that were to happen, I don't think it matters if Penn State didn't play Kent State. You beat Michigan, you beat Ohio State, you go to the playoffs, you beat an Alabama or a Clemson. I don't think there needs to be an asterisk next to that type of season. But again, that's saying that would be the type of shortened season. So we'll see. Hopefully that's the question at the end of the season for Penn State. All right, let's go to Travis from Lebanon. Travis says, recently Steve Wiltfong put in a crystal ball pick for Nolan Rucci to Wisconsin. Also, Jim and Dustin are reviewing the 20 best commits of the Franklin era. In your opinion, who are the three biggest recruiting misses of the Franklin era. And he says, minus the obvious Julian Fleming. And he says, Jim, my picks are Christian Wilkins, Zach Harrison, and Jordan Whitehead. What about you, Greg? Who are the top misses of the Franklin era?
That's a great question. That could be its own segment, Jim. Mark that down. That could be something we talk about to get through the summer. I think that'd be a fascinating discussion. So I think number one for me is Justin Fields. And I think that, you know, obviously we've seen what he can do to Penn State and against Penn State. And that was just one where, you know, again, it's not a shot at Sean Clifford, Trace McSorley, anyone. But, you know, Penn State has just not had that guy that is a top, you know, three quarterback in the country in the James Franklin era. And if you hear some noise, I apologize. The dog just came thundering down to the recording part of my house. So there could be some background noise. But, you know, they haven't had
He wants to give his opinion.
Yes. That's probably most of what this is about. And the rest of it's a need to go outside to chase a bunny. But, Justin Fields is number one for me, Jim. Zach Harrison's in that conversation as well. And then Christian Wilkins, of course. I mean, he was a guy that everyone thought Penn State was going to get. And then it did end up working out, obviously. He ends up going to Clemson at the last minute. He was a pretty quiet guy as a recruit. But I think everyone thought Penn State was going to be in the mix and be able to get that commitment in. And it just didn't work out that way. So, yeah, those would be my three. Jordan Whitehead's a fair one to use as well.
How about Brian Bresee?
Brian Bresee is another great one. Yep. You know, obviously, Julian. I tried to stay away from the more recent ones and look backwards a little bit. Yeah, Brian Bresee is a great one, of course. Julian Fleming is one. I mean, like I said, it could be a whole segment because you could kind of go on and look at some of the unfortunate misses for Penn State that have really, you know, caused some heartburn for James Franklin and his staff and the fans over the years. I mean, they've been in seemingly great position with some really superbly talented players and then having, been able to close the deal.
All right. You heard it, Travis. We'll be doing a whole segment on this probably in a few weeks. All right. Next up is Mike from Littleton, Colorado. By the way, this is the Mike who invited us to join him out in Colorado for some golf there, Greg. So we'll make sure to stay friendly with Mike. He says, hey, Greg, do you think recruits might tend to stick closer to home with all of this uncertainty? And why is it we are targeting and doing so well in Michigan? And how does James Franklin own Pennsylvania recruiting again? A lot there.
Yeah, there is a lot there. Man, I had to write down all the questions. There were good ones. Yes, I do think that that schools will be positively impacted by, everything that's going on and not being able to take visits, and geography should play, should be something that's good for most schools. You'll get guys closer to home. So I do think that's the case. Why is Michigan doing so well? Because Tim Banks has really become a force out there, and he really has done a nice job of showing players from that state, and they're all kind of close and friendly with each other, why they can succeed at Penn State. And there's some guys on the roster who have played a role with that as well. And then when it comes to Pennsylvania, I just think that, you know, the biggest challenge at this point in time is a lot of the guys that are the top players in the state are not in areas that are traditional footholds for Penn State. You know, Julian Fleming is probably the one example that doesn't fit that criteria. But, you know, the Philly guys in the class of 2021, you know, it's not like there's a huge St. Joe's Prep to Penn State connection. John Reed, obviously, and some other guys. But, you know, I think it's a problem with proximity. And, you know, I'll be curious to see if they can maybe somehow find a way to get into Elliott Donald's recruitment. I know that Pitt is a heavy favorite there and probably won't lose him, but that's one thing to keep an eye on here whenever this can start back up again. So, yeah, I don't know. What do they have to do to win Pennsylvania? I think it's the same thing of what they have to do to get some more of these top targets in, Jim, and that's to win more and get to the college football playoff and be able to put that on their resume to sell to kids.
All right. Next up, Michael from Savannah, Georgia, has an interesting question. He says, hey, Greg, considering the multiple offseason coaching changes, after the 2020 season and once they have a full year under the belt, what superlatives would you predict for the assigning to each of these coaches? I know that's a little confusing. What he's talking about is when after another year, what will you be saying about these various new coaches? Which one do you think will have the biggest impact on the field, the biggest impact on recruiting, most complaints by the fans?
Well, I mean, if I think the one that'll have the biggest impact is Phil Troutwine, but he could also be the one that fans complain about the most if the offensive line doesn't take this big step forward that we expect it to. So let's keep an eye out for that. But no, I mean, I don't want to make rash predictions to the negative about guys we haven't even seen in action yet. But I think the most questions at this point are about John Scott Jr. and Taylor Stubblefield, just because, you know, they both came in a little bit late. They both don't have, incredible track record on the recruiting trail. But how about this? Just to answer the question, I think Troutwine will probably make the biggest impact. Stubblefield will be the one that I think people question the most, because he got a lot of questions about him when he was hired. And then John Scott Jr., I think once he gets his feet under him, will be good on the recruiting trail. But it's going to take time, because he has not had the chance to really get guys on campus and check things out for himself.
Well, I think Kurt Sciarocca could be the guy who gets either positive or negative. If things go well, I believe he's going to get a lot of the credit. If things go poorly on offense in any way, I think it's going to land at his feet. You know, the offensive coordinator is always such an easy target. So I think the stakes are biggest for him as far as the new coaches go. All right. Next up is Bill from Philadelphia, who says, and he hits on something that I hit on our last quarter. He says, this year's recruiting class is shaping up to be underwhelming for the second straight year. What do you think is the root of this problem? Is it negative recruiting, underwhelming coaching hires, too much emphasis on the official visits? What's your take on why that is happening?
Well, I don't, you know, looking back to last year, I think they just ran into too many heavy hitters who were able to outshine Penn State in the recruiting process, and that led kids to go elsewhere. In terms of this year, I don't know. I think you just have to kind of take a step back and realize that, again, Penn State's possibly biggest and best recruiting tool is the on-campus visit, and they can't use that right now. So it's going to obviously lead to some problems and some distractions that typically haven't been in place. So just think you have to be patient. You have to realize that there's a really long time until signing day, and that there's going to be a lot of things that change. We have a record number of commitments, Jim. There's been a lot of talk about that leading to a record number of decommitments. Whether or not that will be the case, you know, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But look, I think Penn State obviously maybe isn't recruiting at as high of a level as fans thought they would have. But that doesn't mean they can't turn it around here before long. So just be patient, give it time, and let's see where things are at in October before you get too worked up about it.
All right, that's it for Ask Greg. We will announce our winner at the beginning of next segment.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.